Yeah! اللي تكون مرة لا صعب بس انك حهية لو صعب
لازم تكره
هو يخط لجم غير هي تريد هاي الانوار
على محمد صل على محمد وعلي محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلي محمد
هسه هسه خلصت ايه ايه بستة ونص
انجل يسكو يورو دفو انجل اسكو يسنا كليك يسو كنوشك سو انجل اهلا بيجل When I came from the Netherlands to Norway and participated in this Ashura procession for the first time. It was the first time in my life I felt a glimpse of true freedom. Because that is what Imam Hussein alayhi salam has done for us. That is what he has done for our followers today. He has made us free. Free to live and to enjoy life without any responsibilities? No. Free to do whatever we want, not caring about what we do to others? No. That is not the real point of freedom. The freedom that Imam Hussein alayhi salam has given us is the freedom to become pure. It is the freedom to find out who we really are and why we are here. The freedom to do what Allah wants from us. To make this world a better place. Without caring about how other people will think about us. Without thinking about our own material benefits. This freedom comes with a lot of responsibilities. We have responsibilities towards ourselves. We must develop our characters in so much that we find peace in ourselves and we come closer to Allah. We have responsibilities towards our ummah. We have to unite as brothers and sisters. And we have responsibilities towards Norway and towards the rest of the world. We should not forget this. It is due to the mercy of Allah that we live in a country where we have a certain degree of democracy. Where we take care of each other in the form of a social welfare system. Where men and women can develop themselves. Where people's basic needs are being fulfilled. And where we have a certain degree of freedom of religion. Yeah, I will. But not every place, no place is perfect, as you all know. It is our responsibilities as Muslims to remember the values of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, and make Norway even more democratic. Make our government even more transparent. Take care that different groups of people get equal chances in life and that hidden forms of poverty which exist in Norway come to an end. There's enough work to do. This is our responsibility because we are here and because we belong here. Don't just sit at home and complain about what is going wrong in our society, but use your right to vote. Take part in protest demonstrations if you see that injustice happens. Write emails to politicians. Do charity work. Become a journalist and take care that injustice does not remain hidden. But whatever you do, don't do it for the wrong reasons. Don't do this just to please Norwegian society. Islam does not need us to look pretty. You understand? Whatever you do, do it for Allah's sake. Do things the way our Prophet, peace be upon him, would have done it. Do it the way Lady Zahra alayhi salam would have done it. Do it the way Imam Ali alayhi salam would have done it. Do it the way Imam Hassan alayhi salam would have done it. Do it the way Imam Hussein alayhi salam would have done it. Do it because you think that this is how Imam Zaman alayhi salam would have liked to see us doing it. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad
wa ali
Muhammad. Ya Muhammad. Ya Muhammad. Ya Muhammad.
Ya Muhammad. Ya Muhammad. Ya Muhammad. Ya Muhammad. Ya Muhammad. مارغريت فور تاو
و لجنة تعرج عجا ما رجعوا الشباب هاي
صلى على محمد وآل محمد
الله ما جاي شوف شوف لازم يرجعون
في ستوسام يتهاري داك فور مين نستاجن روفيت سبان وبايب لدرب فور دي هستو أفرت فاتي هاتن هندك كتوي أوب هند ده مثلا شمبت فور أفتن نسكينس كله مار فريه Masakere ni Karbala, vante kastet på grunn av en maktkamp. Nei, det var en prinsippsak. Hussein kunne ikke stå stille mens Yazid satt ved makten. Yazid var uegnet som leder for muslimene. Imamen kjempet mot en regime som tillot forbrytelser, korrupsjon, skaveri og urettferdighet blant folket. Hadde Hussein gitt opp, så ville han gitt opp profetens budskap. Han kjempet ikke bare for de som levde da, men også for oss. Han kjempet for at vi skulle vite hva den ekte islam er. Han ropte, Helmen Nasr og Jensoruni, Helmen Mughifun Yaghifani. Da snakket han ikke bare til de som levde.
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya mazlum!
Labbaik ya mazlum!
لبيك يا غريب
لبيك يا
عطشان
لبيك يا
عطشان استاكت اوسط اللي فهم من اجر رشونا استن ما هاي تيك لاجي هستورة لإمير ان فيوكتن هندر اور ودن هنوت اوس اكس فيك بروفيت بان بان لاس فيس ات في فلر هم ات في فلر اس بيتسكاب لاس تا ديلش لاجي لاس فار اس روح هل بي ناصر ينصروني Svar fra dypt inn i hjertet, med deres høyeste stemme, Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya mazlum!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Allahu
Akbar! Ahsan, ahsan!
جنيني يضرب ويريد اتلقاك من نتهلها بحشايا